All right, so here's an uncomfortable truth about the programming world that few people want to admit, even though if you take a couple steps back, it is plainly obvious. And it goes something like this. Everybody wants to sit at the cool kids' table. It was true back in high school, and it's still true today. Even though, look, I get it, you might hear that and think, well, look, I went to high school, I knew those cool kids, and I did not want to sit at that table. Which fair enough, but the idea is less about the kids sitting at the table and more about what the table represents. You know, it represents, we're being nerdy here, but it represents belonging, it represents acceptance, it represents popularity, it represents envy. And regardless of who you are, we all want those things. And it's funny, I'm 36 now, but it still often feels like that high school dynamic just kind of follows you from job to job. People don't change that much. I mean, let's think about it. I'll give you a few examples. How about React? Can you explain to me the reason behind React's unbelievable popularity, at least on social media? And that's an important caveat, actually, because often Twitter slants, at least programming Twitter, slants towards the most active and social programmers. And often that doesn't line up with what the wider community adopts. And again, that truth is super obvious when you think about how often have you read articles or seen conversations about to what extent PHP is, quote, dead. It's such a disconnect, right? Because when you look at actual usage statistics, PHP is dominant even to this day. It may not be new or sexy, but it powers so much of the web. But anyways, have you ever asked yourself, what explains the enormous popularity of React? Is it just a matter of, look, React is an order of magnitude better than the competition? Could be, but I'm not so sure. Or put another way. Oh, and by the way, this is not a slight against React or the team at all. I think it's incredible what they've done. We're just talking in general about people. This has nothing to do with any specific tool or not, of course not. But could it be that the popularity of React is sort of like a snowball effect? You end up with early adopters evangelizing a particular tool or approach. They blog about it, they write about it, they make videos about it, they give conference talks about it, and the more they do it, the more that snowball grows and grows, to the point that everyone around it, whether they like it or not, they sort of get caught up in it. And often voluntarily because of simple FOMO, fear of missing out. If you feel like the industry is going a certain way, you don't want to get left behind. So you might as well go with the pack. But it's an interesting thought or question, right? Does FOMO and the desire to be part of the cool kids table, does it factor into the equation here to a greater extent than the quality of the tool itself, which can still be outstanding? And if the answer is yes, it's something you have to wrestle with, right? Am I using a popular tool because I've reviewed all of the options and I've found this to be best? Or am I using it because everyone else uses it and they know more than I do? So many of us suffer from imposter syndrome. Those other people probably know a little better than us, and they're using React, so maybe we should use React. And again, if we apply this across the community to different tooling and approaches, it becomes a little more clear why certain architecture styles are applied to projects and applications that have no business applying that particular approach. When you have things that were designed for a massive scale, where processes designed for Facebook are then extracted and used in your next blog. It becomes pretty clear, right? And look, it's never so simple because the person applying that approach to their blog is surely aware that, okay, look, this isn't quite appropriate. Maybe I don't need a microservice-based approach for my personal website, but often we use these kind of throwaway. Not that your personal site is throwaway, but in general, it's low risk, and those are often the best places to play around with approaches and technologies that you can't do in your day job. So often you apply it there because it's not dissimilar from your programming playground. And as an aside, I saw a funny comic the other day. It's a highway with one off-ramp. And on the highway side, if you keep going, it says, create a new article for my blog. So if you keep going that way, you create a new article for your blog. But if you take the off-ramp is rebuild the blog entirely, which is so true, right? How many blogs have you seen that have one or two articles and five rebuilds? Because again, we use that as a playground for trying out new things, which is fair enough. But still, often it doesn't stop at your blog. It then gets applied to applications that have no business adopting some of these approaches. And yet still, they do. How much is it a result of wanting to sit at the cool kids table? You know, it's funny, even in the Laravel world, a few years ago, Taylor, who is the creator of Laravel, he and Adam would use this term Zonda. And a Zonda, if you're unaware, is a cool sports car, but they used it to represent, you know, surfing the wave, to represent some kind of magic, something cool, something that will annoy other people. You know, so often it would be like a feature that Laravel provides that has just enough magic to piss off certain people. Facades would be one of those. Higher order collections might be one of those. Real-time facades, especially. It's some craziness going on there. But anyways, that would be kind of what they would refer to Zonda. Does it fit that definition? And then, of course, the counterpart was Nanda. And Nanda would be the sort of person that could never appreciate certain features like that. The creator of Rails, DHH, once said he swoons for magic. So developers often lean in that direction, or they lean in the other direction, where anything resembling magic is not just wrong and inappropriate, but dangerous. But anyways, it was kind of funny to me to see that inside joke expand to the point that people all over Twitter, all across the globe, were using these terms. And I think often not even entirely sure what they meant. They knew it meant some form of cool, but that's about it. Everyone wants to be part of that group. So that's just a silly example, but it was amazing to me to see how that cascaded down throughout the larger Laravel community. And then you see backlash, right? I've often seen threads and people discussing the Laravel elite quote, so much to the point that it's become a bit of a joke. I think some people have made t-shirts about it. But that doesn't change the fact that some people viewed it as a negative thing. And the Laravel elite is not anyone specific, but it is a cool kids table you can point to and complain about, even though if they were offered a membership, I have a feeling their opinions might change. But of course, there is no Laravel elite. There's just a lot of people who like making stuff and like talking about it. But anyways, here's what I think the key to all of this is. Nobody would ever admit that they want to be part of that cool kids table. And in fact, we'd probably all say the opposite, right? We'd all say, well, you know what? I went to high school. I knew those cool kids. I don't want anything to do with them, right? That's where my mind goes. And yet, again, it's hard to get around the idea of what that cool kids table represents. And we all want that. And once you think about it, you do go back to your tooling choices and you think about, did I make that decision myself, or did it just sort of cascade down and I inherited it? And I thought I made that decision on my own, but really I was just following the pack. And I say that, by the way, as somebody who uses Laravel, who uses Tailwind, who uses Webpack. I've built single page applications. So all of this is simply to point out the elephant in the room, that often these things start out at the top. Think about where React started. Right? It starts all the way at the top, and then like a snowball, it just cascades down and somehow gathers everyone in the vicinity. And they think they're adopting these tools because it's the best tool for the job, but often, or at least sometimes, it might be a case of wanting to sit at the cool kids' table.